From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. BP's latest risky attempt at containing that unprecedented oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico is in trouble. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports the diamond-edged saw being used in the so-called cut-and-cap effort is stuck.
Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says robots working 1 mile on the seafloor have been able to make one cut through the damaged pipe on top of the oil well, but ran into problems while trying to make a second cut. Allen says the saw blade is stuck inside the damaged pipe.
Anybody that's ever used a saw knows every once in a while it'll bind up. That's kind of what's happening there. They're trying to maneuver the riser pipe to free it, or if they need to, they'll send another blade down. They're working that problem right now.
If the pipe is able to be cut, officials hope to then lower a containment cap on it and capture most of the oil leaking from the well. However, the best hope for stopping the leak is still at least 2 months away when relief wells will be completed. For the first time, oil has been spotted drifting close to the Florida panhandle, and large globs of weathered oil have turned up on white beaches of Alabama's Dauphin Island. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, New Orleans.
In the wake of the oil spill, President Obama's vowing to lobby Congress to overhaul energy policy. He says the votes may not be there right now, but believes support will grow in the coming months. In advance excerpts of a speech Mr. Obama will deliver in Pittsburgh, the president says the Gulf oil spill may be the result of human error or corporations taking shortcuts. Another day of anti-Israeli protests in Turkey, where demonstrators have been rallying near the Israeli ambassador's residence in Ankara. Israel is facing a firestorm of criticism for its deadly raid on a humanitarian flotilla earlier this week. Today, Turkey, once Israel's close Muslim ally, says at least 3 of the 9 people killed were Turks. The Turkish parliament now wants to review all ties with Israel. Earlier, Israel deported more than 120 pro-Palestinian activists to Jordan, many from Muslim countries, with no diplomatic ties to the Jewish state. Dale Gavlak reports from Jordan's Allenby Bridge border crossing with Israel.
Activists from Jordan, Kuwait, Pakistan, Malaysia, and other countries arrived early in Jordan after a 10-hour wait in Israel, causing anxiety among relatives and diplomats about their arrival. After a brief stop with journalists at the border, they headed to Amman for rest and repatriation to their home countries. Accounts about what took place during the deadly attack on the flotilla still differ widely between the activists in Israel, each blaming the other for sparking the violence. Organizers said the fleet was meant to draw attention to the Israeli and Egyptian blockade of Gaza, imposed 3 years after Hamas violently seized power. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak at the Allenby Bridge Crossing.
U.S. stocks making triple-digit gains so far. At last check, Dow is up 117 points at 10,141, NASDAQ up 31 at 2,254. This is NPR. Britain's Prudential Insurance is no longer trying to buy AIG's Asian life insurance unit. Turns out the price was just too high. Latest from Larry Miller in London.
Prudential initially offered $35.5 billion for AIG's American International Assurance, but faced strong opposition from shareholders who said the deal was overpriced and they would reject it. Prudential went back to AIG seeking a $5 billion price cut. When AIG refused to renegotiate, Prudential's chairman said the company listened closely to its shareholders and withdrew from the transaction. Prudential had argued the AIA acquisition would give it a strong foothold in the growing Asian market. Had the deal gone ahead, the combined company would have become the leading life insurer in 7 Asian countries and the biggest foreign life insurance provider in China and India. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Japanese Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama is stepping down. He's the 4th prime minister to do so in as many years. 8 months after sweeping into office, Hatoyama resigned today under pressure from his own party ahead of upper house elections. Hatoyama's popularity dropped sharply over a failed campaign promise to move a U.S. Marine base. His staff was also involved in a political funding scandal. China won't be one of the Asian nations hosting Defense Secretary Robert Gates this week, saying it's just bad timing. But there's also some tension between Beijing and Washington. The Obama administration angered Chinese leaders over a decision to sell $6 billion worth of weapons to Taiwan. Gates was hoping to visit China in a bid to improve ties. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.